You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. God bless you. Happy Monday. Thanks for joining us on this Monday. Thanks for spending 15 minutes of your day today as you're tuning in to God's frequency, WGOD, where God is always broadcasting. We're going to hear a word from him today coming up in a moment. Here on this Monday, I thank you for following along with us. Hear more on this ministry. You can go to WGODradio.com. It's our website. Also, Facebook page is WGOD Radio. These programs, these Sunday sermons from the church that I pastor are uploaded here usually Sunday afternoon. And you're going to hear that today, what I just preached yesterday. The sermon is out of Ephesians chapter 2. It's entitled Saved by Grace. And that comes from one of the most famous verses in all the Bible, Ephesians 2:8. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And that, not of yourselves, is a gift of God. We're going to work our way there, though. We're going through all 10 of these verses here, starting at what God has done for you. Right here in chapter 2, verse 1, it says, "And you he made alive who were dead in transgressions and sins." So we're going to start right there in verse 1, work our way through. This will play here today and tomorrow and Wednesday. And then at the end of the week, we'll probably get into some more of that sermon, that series I preached before, What'll Be the Sign of Your Coming and at the End of the Age. So that is what's going on here at the ministry. The church that I pastor, God's doing a great work there. I invite you to come by sometime Sunday morning at 10:30. The church is Island Community Church. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive. We have a breakfast at 8:45 to 9:15, Sunday school or Bible study in the kitchen, 9:30 to 10:15. Service starts at 10:30, and you're invited. Love to see you. And okay, let's get into the word now. Let's get into part one of this message, Saved by Grace. We're in chapter 2 today of the book of Ephesians. We left off last week looking at the blood of Christ. And we looked at predestination some last week as well. Anyone hear that on the radio last week? Mike and Ron. And my wife. Now right here in chapter 2 of Ephesians, we're going to learn a little more about the awesome sovereignty of God. By the way, this is a great book, this book of Ephesians. It's neatly divided in two. The first three chapters being doctrinal, not nocturnal, doctrinal. And the last three chapters, how to live out your faith. Ephesians, as I said before when I taught through this, is a letter that reveals to us our spiritual bank account. This comment from my New King James Study Bible. It says, Ephesians is addressed to a group of believers that are rich beyond measure in Jesus Christ. Yet they're living as beggars only because they are ignorant of their wealth. Paul begins by describing in chapters 1 through 3 the contents of the Christian's heavenly bank account.
These are some of the things that you have and possess in Christ. You might not know it, but I'm here to tell you today what they are. Here are some of the things which are yours in Jesus. Adoption, acceptance, redemption, forgiveness. These are on the handout. You don't need to write them all down. Forgiveness, wisdom, inheritance. We looked at that last week, right? Who would you rather inherit from? The seal of the Holy Spirit, life, grace, citizenship. In short, every spiritual blessing is yours. In chapters 4 through 6, the Christian learned a spiritual walk rooted in his spiritual wealth. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, that we should walk in them, is the commandment. Last week we looked at our redemption and how that came about. Purchased by the very blood of the Son of God, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the remission of sins. Now let's get into chapter 2 today, and I want to look at the first 10 verses of chapter 2. That's where we're at, Ephesians chapter 2. It says, "And you he made alive, who were dead, in trespasses and sins." Notice two things. First, actually three things. First, God did the work, not you. He made you alive, not you. Sorry, but you're not that good. He made you alive. Second, your spiritual condition, BC, that's before Christ, dead. Not hanging on by a thread, dead. That's your spiritual condition. Same as he said to Adam. He says, in the day that you do this, you will surely what? Die. But yet he lived 800 years after that. But he was separated. The link was broken. Dead. Third, the words he made alive are not original in your Bible. They're not original. They're in italics in your Bible, if you notice that. Meaning the translator supplied these words to better help you understand the context. In Greek, I learned in seminary, Paul was the ellipsis king. You know what an ellipsis is? That's when someone who's writing something leaves out a couple of words because he assumes his audience knows what he's talking about. And here's one of them. Left out another really important one too, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Here it's he made alive, or made us alive. Now, the translators, though, they added that phrase because of verse 5. Which states the entire thought without the ellipsis by Paul. Look at verse 5, Ephesians 2, 5. It says, even when we were dead in trespasses, he made us alive together. Do you see that? Made us alive together in Christ. Verse 5 is restating verse 1. That's why the translators added that phrase. Because Paul left it out. But it belongs there. That's what he's talking about. And you, again, back to the top. And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins. Notice that God did all the work. It's important to see and understand God is sovereign. And that salvation is of the Lord. As all the Old Testament saints understood, Moses to Joshua, even to Jonah, when they threw him off the boat. Or after the whale spit him out, he said, salvation is of the Lord. And it is. Also, notice your spiritual condition, BC. Dead. D-E-A-D. Let me clue you in on a little secret. Dead men don't save themselves. And can't. You're dead. How can you save yourself? Just a reminder. You owe your salvation to God. For when you were dead and didn't give a rip about God, God saved you. That's why we're here today. And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you also walked according to the course of this world or age, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. So Paul is saying here that you and I used to be like all the rest of mankind, and on that highway to hell, until God reached down and pulled you out of the deep and out of Satan's death grip, and he rescued you and made you alive. Because things are just like he told Adam. In the day that you sin, you will surely die. You were born spiritually dead and apart from God. Which is why Paul said, and you he made alive who were dead. He's talking to living men, but they're dead in the spirit. You he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins. Also, we learn from this text that this is a spiritual thing, what's going on in the souls of men and women. You got to look a little deeper in your lives to truly discover what's going on. What's going on with all the evil people in the world, all around us? Once again, listen to Paul. You he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. Now look at what it says. The spirit who now works. The spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. That would be Satan. You see, it's not your son-in-law. It's not your mother-in-law. It's not the checkout girl at the store. It's not the Supreme Court judge. It's not the politician, it's not the president, it's not the pastor, it's the spirit. It's the malevolent spirit inside the person that hates you and wants to destroy you. The spirit that now works, he says. If you are not born again and a child of God, this is your enemy, the spirit that now works in the sons of disobedience. Paul will go on to say this in chapter 6. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.